Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare in theaters or streaming. The second Downton Abbey feature film, Downton Abbey: A New Era, provides fans with just what they expect from their favorite British period soap opera, high-toned escapism. Multiple plot threads unfold as the Dowager Countess, played with her patented aristocratic spunk by Dame Maggie Smith, discovers that she's just inherited a villa in the south of France from a wannabe paramour from 50 years in her past. And while the family sorts all that out, a film crew invades the Crawley estate to shoot a silent movie. They needed the cash the crass movie people offered in order to fix their leaky roof. Writer-producer Julian Fellowes, who created the wildly popular ITV series, has elevated the level of corniness this time out and indulged in some cloying sentimentality. But fans won't care. Bring it on. Downton Abbey: A New Era delivers a vicarious glimpse into a bygone aristocratic era seen through rose-colored glasses. Comedian Rebel Wilson has a unique offbeat vibe that works well in supporting roles in movies like Pitch Perfect and Bridesmaids. However, she's yet to prove that she can carry a movie as a lead, and the annoying Netflix comedy Senior Year is no exception. Wilson plays a popularity-obsessed woman who wakes up from a 20-year coma and decides to go back to high school so that she can fulfill her lifelong dream to become prom queen. It's forced, artificial, and often crass, while providing only a few sporadic laughs. And what's the deal with all the fantasy dance numbers? The cast members looked like they were having a ball making this movie, so they enjoyed it a whole lot more than you will. Senior Year felt like it took a year to watch. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!